Chumlena block in murder with Atzag Dalu and Beis at the bottom, which is actually the second day that Shchedus is daf. Toshma. So we had a machlekes that when you have to reimburse, do you we had Rav Huna said that you not only his chiddush was that you not only reimburse if it was more than a quarter of a kav of tinnifus. So not only do you have to replace it with some wheat to bring it down to less than a kav, but you got to actually bring it down all the way down to the bottom. And we had two opinions: is that men hadin or is that a knas? That means if you learn as a knas, that means that really he doesn't have to, but because we suspect that he deliberately added more than a quarter of a kav, because it's very uncommon, maybe he even added less than a kav. Even the parts less than a kav, he added as well. So we can't send him the whole lot. We can't send the heter up to the isip. And the one who says din is because we say a person is not really moichel, just too big of a hassle. But if he has to clear it anyway, more than a kav, he takes it all back. And the nafkah minhag, these two opinions are, if we know for a fact that, let's say, he wasn't moichel, what happened, or for a fact that he was meichel, what happens then? If I'm meichel, I don't care. If it's a knas, it doesn't matter what you're meichel. We're punishing him because what he did was totally wrong. But if it's a mechil, it's all right. Rav to the bottom page. Tosh ma kumen her. The tani rovim barab nachmen loy et ha meitze belvad hu machzir. It talks about a case over here. If I sell you a kur. A kur is 30 saw of land. Right, in a measure, I tell you 30 saw. Each saw is 50 by 50 yama. I tell you 30 saw, which is a specific measure of land. And if I add the words in the Havmin Gemara, if I add the words hein chaser, hein yeser, then even if I gave you a little bit more than a saw or a little bit less, up to a quarter of a kav per saw. A saw is six kavin, and a quarter of a kav is a 24th. If I make a mistake, it's tolerable. If I give you too much, the meichel can't say, oh, give it back to me. Too bad. Or if I give you a little bit under a saw, the lokeach can say you cheated me. Because up to a quarter of a kav, a ratio of 1 to 24, we is acceptable. But if I cheated you more than a 24th of a kav, I cheated, let's say, a 23rd of a saw, then not only do I give you back that little bit of difference between 23rd and 24th, is called I got to give back everything that I cheated you. Clear from here. What is he clear from here? We allow a certain amount, but once you go over that amount, we don't just bring it back down to the amount that's tolerable. We give it all back. Same thing, mamish, the same case. Says, what do you mean, mamish, same case? Hachi hashta, what are you comparing? Hossam over there, hein chaser, hein yatir. There you clearly stipulated, you added on. I'm giving you 30 saw. Whether it's approximately, I'm saying approximately. By me adding hein chas hein yatav, I'm saying approximately, I'm allowing for a certain tolerance. So that's why over there, that's the only reason why we allow the tolerance. In other words, had you not said hein chas hein yatav, you have to be exact. Because I added the word approximately, therefore you don't have to be exact. But the moment you cheated and you went over the amount, then you got to go back to halacha, which is to be exact. Now, shanking over here. Anyway, right? But I can argue over here the vort why less than a quarter of a kav is a lot when Tzadik came out. We're doing tomorrow's gemara already. Why less than a quarter of a kav is allowable is because it's not chashiv, it's not significant enough for you to go back and start picking out the dirt and everything else and replacing it with wheat. So therefore, but more than a quarter of a kav is chashiv. So maybe it's enough to bring it back down to less than a quarter of a kav. You cannot draw a simile between the two cases. The kivun, the chazat zirufi b'tizu kav bin havelei adach chashivosa b'apinavsha ivahodra. Over there, by the case of the saw, once it's more than a quarter of a kav, if you add up 30 saw, a bit more than a quarter of a kav, it equals to 9 kavin. 9 kavin is a very chashiv piece of land. So therefore, you got to give the whole thing back, which is very different than over here. Okay, Toshma, bring your eye for something we discussed yesterday. The discussion basically here is that if you, if I sell you wheat, we allow a certain admixture of other things there, like we said kidneys before, or other kidneys, other than material. But if it's more than a quarter of a kav, then you have to pull out the excess and replace it with the real wheat, which is what I purchased from you. The question is, once I have to replace, do I replace the whole lot or just to bring it back down to under a quarter of a kav? But Huna says, you got to do the whole lot. And we had two opinions as to why. Says, let me bring a proof. So look, I'll bring you a proof that once you return, you got to join the whole lot. You cannot bring it back down to tolerable levels. Once you got to return, you got to go that whole lot. I'll prove you from the very din of Aina. Up to a sixth, we say, I'm Oichel. The moment you hit a sixth, I got to give you back not the money to bring it down from a sixth to less than a sixth. I got to give you back the whole money. It's clear from here that once you've gone over the limit, you got to give it all back. Tashma coming here. I know. Pach is mishtus. If it's less than a sixth, nikne mekach, the sale is firm. Yoisim mishtus. If it's more than a sixth, then mekach, the bottle mekach, the whole mekach is a mekach toss. If it's exactly a shtus, kana, the deal is still a deal. But nevertheless, umachzir I know. You got to give back the entire amount that you cheated. Amai, why do you have to give back the entire amount? Leheded ad pach is mishtus. Just give back to less than a sixth. Shemamra is a chloraya kol hecha de boy ladude kulam aheder. Isn't that a raya to Rav Huna? Once you got to return it, you got to return the whole lot. A raya to Rav Huna. Again, you must be devil's advocate. Not that we're arguing with Huna, but you cannot bring a raya from there. Why not? Hachi hashta. How can you compare? Hasim over there me kara shava b'shava. I'm giving you $10, and I expect. And you told me you're selling me $10 worth of something. The fact is, you sold me less than $10 worth of something. So less than that, less than a sixth. Meichel, the moment that you got over a sixth, since you told me clearly you're going to give me $10 worth, and once you got to give it back anyway, bring it to what you said. You said you'd give me shava b'shava, $10 worth. Mashenki, when it comes to the wheat, you expect. You know that wheat, it's impossible that when you pick the wheat, there's no kidneys there. They grow right next to each other, the farms. It's impossible. I expect a certain amount. Over here by Shtus, you told me you sell me $10 worth. I expect to get $10 worth.
What you're saying is when you're doing this, so no more Shtus, you're saying most transactions are always exact.
Sorry?
Most
I expect.
Close to exact. Whereas here with the wheat, you're always...
I anticipate.
There's wastage there.
That's right. I expect that, yeah. Yeah, there's a certain nutrition factor and all that. Yeah, so how can we allow less than a six or layada? You can't really tell. You can't really tell. A person is meichel less than six because it's not recognizable. I don't anticipate it, but because it's not recognizable, fine. Shtus, but once you cheat me by or you overcharge me by a six, you're dear. People already recognize it. I was never meichel because you told me shava b'shava. Yes, mishtus mekach tohu bottle mekach. Mishtus said the whole thing is bottle. Mashenki, when it comes to wheat, I anticipate to have a certain amount of foreign products mixed into it. Toshma or rakra. Toshma coming here. I'm a kabul. If I buy a worker, let's say I got paid to plant. You told me to plant your field full of saplings. How many could fit onto the field? And usually the average is 10 saplings to a saw. Even though we learned before, three makes, you know, you count the karka in between. That's trees, but saplings is up to 10 in a saw. Okay, I'm a kabel, so the mechaved olita. I took the job, and I said I will plant 10 saplings in the area of a saw. Hareza mekabel ola. We expect over a big area to expect a 10% failure rate. As a budius lemeya, that we expect if 10 trees to remain barren, that it's not going to take off, and it's not going to out of 100. So 10%. Bud is like a bar, which is a barren, you know, a field. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, we had before in the third paydik by a field, you know, you lie, you live at board.
I'm saying just the words.
Yeah, empty. Yeah. So you accept a 10% a failure rate. Okay. What about Yosef Mekar? What had turned to be 11 trees fail? Then not only do I have to replant one tree to bring it down to 10, but Megalgil of Zakoil, I got to replant all the trees that failed. What do you see from here again? Even though there's a certain amount that's tolerable, but the moment you went beyond that amount, what do you have to compensate me for? Not only the excess, but the entire lot. Chlorodaya to Rav Huna. Right, Rav Huna. Omer Rav Huna Bre Yeshua. And he says, here, they've been called Yesem Mekan Kebalita Mechildami. You cannot compare the trees to the case of the wheat. You know why? In the case of the trees, the moment we force you to plant a tree, it's like we're saying, okay, the field is not a field yet. If it's not a field yet, it's like you're starting a new field. A new field needs 10 trees. So therefore, you got to do a whole lot. It's as if you're starting from scratch. It's a new planting. It's not that you're making up the planting from before. It's like a new planting because it's not a field yet, because they had 11% failure rate. There's not enough trees dotting and populating this area. So therefore, it's as if you're planting from the scratch. Now, the next Gemara, you have to hold cup. In our Mishnah, it said, or move it. In our Mishnah, it said, that if I said to you, I'm selling you a cellar of wine. Now, careful, I said, Martiv Shel Yain. I said, I didn't say this cellar of wine. I just said, I'm selling you a cellar of wine. And we said that you accept 10%, 10 koises lemeir. Now, there's three kinds of wine. There's actually four kinds of wine. There's good quality wine, premium quality wine. There's what you sell in the chanus, which usually is the mass. When you sell to the masses, it's ordinary wine.
What if you reduce the trees to 10 trees?
You just said you can't do that. Once you have a chiv to do a field, you got to say start from scratch.
Damn, but I'm saying the analogy of the Gemara is 100.
No, because ten, you did 10, it's a big area.
Standard measure.
Standard measure is like 10 saw. We don't use, it's a big job. Otherwise, I would do it myself. It's a big job. That's generally, I guess that's the standard work you give to a worker. It makes you worthwhile to hire somebody to do it for you.
If I employ someone for 10 trees, and I guess I accept that one would be bad, 10%. If two are bad,
starting all over again. No, the whole thing. It's like a sod again. The moment you have to replant, you replant. It's not replanting. It's planting. It's
starting again.
Starting again, and a field needs 10 trees.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's the whole part. Now, let me look at it. I tell you a martif of wine I'm selling you. So again, there's four. There's different. There's premium wine. There's wine you're selling the chanus, which is very average and mediocre wine. And then you have poor quality wine, which is wine. Then you have vinegar. Okay. Fork, which means wine that totally went off. It's not drinkable. Now, there's Martiv Shel Yain, or I could have said Martiv Zu Shel Yain. Big difference. If I want good quality wine, you give me average quality wine. I didn't say this. We'll get to Zenek. We'll soon see there's eight different conditions. I said half cup. There's a Martiv Shel Yain. There's a seller of wine. I didn't say Martiv Zu, I said Martiv Shel Yain. I didn't say Martiv Stam, seller, I said Yain. Okay, so the Yain is an extra word. If I would have said Zu is an extra word, then there's a third condition, which interesting how in those times is different than today. If I added Lemikvah, Lemikvah means I want the wine to use for cooking, to add to my cooking. In today, the wine you usually add for cooking is a poorer wine. You know, the wine you can't really drink, that's a good, so you put it in cooking, it's good enough. But over there, they used to dafka use premium wine for cooking. And nochmer, when you for cooking, that means you only use a little bit of wine at a time. You expect to use it over 6 months. Stamazay, I bought it for the day, for Shabbos, for the week, for the month. But if I say clearly the mikveh, I want it long term, so I want good quality wine. Okay, so there's three possibilities. Yai, I add the word yain, I add the word zu, and I add the word lemikveh. Now, half cup. So our Mishnah says that we allow 10%. 10% is tolerable. That the wine is a poor quality wine, not vinegar, but poor quality wine. Kaisis means poor quality wine. It's ra. It's still all right. It's a sale. Because you expect some of the wine not to be so good. I tell you, the quality control in those days was a disaster. Martiv Shel Yayin, Heichi Domi. What is expected? Interesting. The world standard for quality control is 1.5 major, 1.5%. If you're a very, very premium brand, it's 0.65 or 1%. That's acceptable today. 10%, you'd be out of business, you know, in 24 hours. So when Martiv Shel Yain, Heichi Domi, what's an example? What actually happened there? Let's go now to the specifics. Either Amalei Martiv Shel Yain Stam. If he said, Stam, I'm selling you a Martiv of wine, L'chayda, that's premium wine. Kashi, why be allowed 10%? And if he said this one, then regardless, even 100% is poor quality. He told him Zeh. He's not cheating in whatever it is. It's like behind the curtain. Whatever it is. As long as it's wine, not vinegar. Kasha. Now, the Gemara explains the question. And the third way, there's three ways. He would have said, Stam Martiv Shel Yain. It has to be premium wine, 100%. What's he giving him over here, 10% bad? If he said, Martiv Shel Yain, if he said, this Martiv of wine, then as long as it's wine, whatever it is, it could be 100%. As long, even though it's poor quality wine, as long as it's wine. And if he said, Martiv Zeh, then even if it's vinegar, He didn't say wine. He said whatever's in the cellar. Even if it's vinegar, it's a cellar, 100%. So what's our mission talking about 10% we allow? What case are we talking about? Now, we're going to explain. Tan b'lint in a braisa. There'll be two braisa. Braisa number one. Martiv shel yayin. If he says tam, martiv shel yayin. I mean, I didn't say point this one. I'm saying tam, a wine cellar. I'm telling you, noisen le yayin shekula yafa. You got to give him 100% and premium wine. I didn't say this one. I said, I'm giving you a martiv of wine. So that's what you expect, a martiv of wine. I'm not, and because the big barrel, it's not like in the case of the wheat where you have little pieces, so you expect to have little pieces of kidneys involved. Because, you know, here we're talking about each barrel is chashim b'fnei atzmo. So I bought a wine cellar, and you expect each barrel to be premium quality. That's the rule. I'm saying, that's a question. I accept zero. I want 100% wine. That's what you told me. Okay, let's continue. When we say, I know, that's talking about price, not about quality.
Now, I thought that the 10% or whatever percent bad stuff acceptable would be across the board.
Yeah, but not acceptable when I said yain. I want wine. You told me clearly yain.
And I was, when it's yain, you've got to go through and pick out whatever's.
Yeah, give me wine.
Put in good stuff in there.
I didn't say zeh. You didn't point to this cellar. You said a martif of wine, so give it to me. Okay. This is the Brayza saying. Martiv shel yayin meichlach noisla yayin shekul yafe. He has to give him premium quality wine 100%. If he says martiv zeh, he says this one. So the cheder is like whatever it is, but he adds shel yayin. So it can't be vinegar because he said yayin. On the other hand, he said zeh. So poor quality wine is good enough. Poor quality wine is good enough. Noisla yayin hanimke bechanus. You can give him wine that's the very average wine sold in a store. You can give 100% of very poor quality wine.
So what does it mean? Does it mean that when you use this term, this
if he says martiv zeh, whatever martiv, it is, but he said yain.
Yeah, but he said yain.
So not vinegar.
Yeah, I understand. So what? So he's now allowed to go through there and take out all the
inspect all the barrels.
No, you got it. It's too bad. That's the deal.
Yeah, so you take what's in there.
That's it. You can't go. You're a god of that. If you go ahead and cheat me, yeah. The vite. So it can be 100%, because he said martiv zeh, but it has to be wine, not vinegar. There's no 10% business. If he says martiv zeh ani meichlach, he takes away the word yayin, just says this cellar, whatever it is, then I feel kulu chayim etzigiyu. And if it's vinegar, 100%. Where does 10% come in from? Manushech. If he says martiv zeh, it's 100%. The question is, what, poor wine or vinegar? If he says martiv shel yayin, it's 100% good wine. Where does the 10% come from? That's the question. That's called poor quality wine. If it's drinkable, la'olam the omele al mish is talking about. He said martiv shel yayin stam. He said a martiv of wine. It sounds like from the brayse you have to give me premium wine 100%. There's a few words missing in the brayse, 90%. The tani bereish the brayse add in the brayse in the beginning umekabel of esek koyses lemeya. You accept 10%. You accept 10%. Says the Gemara. You're telling me that stam, you say martiv shayin, I accept 10%, and our Mishnah is talking about a case. So what do you want to tell me? Our Mishnah about martiv shayin and the braisa, you add those words in there for we accept 10%. Uvistami mekabel, we have another braisa. Vatani rabchiya learned, hamoicher chavis yayin lechaveda, if you sell one barrel of wine to your friend, noisla yayin kuliyof has to be 100%. You're telling me that nobody holds if it's premium wine. If you say martiv shel yayin, 100%, 90 is good enough. How come Chiya said if I sell you a barrel of wine, it has to be 100% good quality? Says, what are you comparing? You're comparing one barrel to a cellar. In one barrel, if part of the barrel is not good quality, then within a matter of days, the entire barrel will be not good quality. It's not 10%. It doesn't state, there's no mechitza there to limit it to 10%. When you have a wine cellar, you have 10 barrels. So if one barrel is off, it's not going to affect the other 9 barrels. So therefore, it's shaykh. Therefore, 10% is allowed. But not when it's one barrel. Shiny chav is the kulachat chamru. It's all one barrel of wine. Okay, so we'll have another problem. But the Hatani Rab Zvid learned Bidvei Rabbeishia and the Yeshiva Rabbeishia the following. Martiv shel yayin ani moichlo. You told me that our Mishnah that says 10% is acceptable is the pshat in the Braisa. That Martiv shel yayin is acceptable 10%. Rab Zvid, however, said that a Martiv shel yayin, there's a couple, number of cases, a Martiv of wine, ani moichlo, I'm telling you, noisen le yayin shekula yafa, kula yafa, 100%. If you say martiv shel yayin, there's no 10% allowance. 100% premium wine. Not like our Mishnah and the way you want to learn the Braisa before. Now, case number two, if you say Martiv Zeshel Yayin Ani Moichelach, I'm saying Martiv Zeshel Yayin, which means, on the one hand, it cannot be vinegar, it has to be a whole wine, but it could be 100% of poor wine, because I said Zeh, Noisla Yayin Shekula Yofer. You have to still give, because you said Yayin. We'll soon see why you have to give good quality wine. We just said before, if you say Martiv Zeh, it could be poor quality wine. We'll see in a minute. You have to give him good quality wine, but a makabel of esek as a mayor, you accept 10%. You accept 10%, which sounds like this would be our Mishnah, according to this Braisa, which is different than the first Braisa. We'll soon see. This is not a Brasvid, it's a Braisa. Where does it come in? We'll see in a minute. So this case is, we say, Martiv Zeh, I said Zeh, Yayin. So this Braisa seems to learn that Yayin means premium quality wine, and because I say Zeh, not 100%, 10% is allowed. What's going on here? This is the warehouse Hashanu Chachamim Mishnah Seinu. This is the Oitzer that our Chachamim learned in our Mishnah when it says that Martiv Shiyayin, this is what it's talking about, this case here. When our Mishnah says Martiv, you get 10%, it's talking about case number two. Not Martiv Shiyayin, but Martiv Zeh Shiyayin. Now, L'chayda Martiv Zeh Shiyayin, so still at the Rebrai, so we'll see in a minute. Ela Masnisi Namid Omer Lezeh. The Mishnah also, according to this Brai, is talking about, he said Zeh. Is kasha zeh zeh. You have two braises. The first braise said if you say zeh, whatever is there is 100% is sold, even if it's poor quality wine, as long as it's wine. And the second braise says when you say matzah zeh shayayin, it has to be premium quality wine, but and we only allow 10%. How can it be? Says the Gemara, like kasha. So Rabbi Zvid answered, not a problem. Hada amale lemikveh, hada le amale mikveh. In case number two, it depends if the lokeach said. When this guy said Martiv Zeh Ani Moichelach, Martiv, he said Zeh. Martiv Zeh Shel Yayin Ani Moichelach. If the lokeach said, I need a lemikvah, I need it for food, what's the lokeach stipulating? I need it long term. If I need it long term, I can't be put, and I need good quality because I said lemikvah, because food, you only use good quality. Because the lokeach specified that he wants good quality, and then even though you said Zeh, you're addressing the lekeach's needs. So therefore, in this case, because he said lemikveh, you're talking about premium quality wine. And because he said zeh, however, here, whatever it is, you don't have to give 100% good quality, 90% is good, all right. But if he didn't say lemikveh, then the first price is right. The first price is talking about, you didn't say lemikveh, you didn't say for food. So then the din is, even poor quality wine, 100% is a sale. The second price is talking about, we added lemikveh to the word matzav zayayin, because you added lemikveh, it has to be premium quality wine, but zeh allows, zeh is quite limiting, whatever it is, 90%. How the loy amalei didn't mention food. The Rav Zvid, the amalei lemikveh, the Rav Zvid's case of Rav Oishia is where he said clearly I want it for food, so therefore it's premium quality wine, not cheap wine, and 90%. Braise, the first braise, the loy amalei mikveh. The first braise did not say for food, and because it did not say food, therefore martiv shel yayin. So here, like this, if I said martiv shel yayin, amalei lemikveh, and he says I want it for food, nois and loy yayin shkuli yofer. If he says clearly I want it for my food, then if it's a martiv shel yayin, you gotta give me 100% premium quality. Right? So martiv shel yayin without zeh, you have to give 100% premium quality. Martiv zeh shel yayin, we're gonna allow 90% but premium quality. But on Malayla Mikveh, and he adds, I want it for food. Still nois and loyayin shekula yofer, you gotta give premium quality, because I told you clearly I want it for food. But by adding zeh, I'm saying whatever it is, okay, 90%. Well, mekaba all of esekais lemeya. What about Martiv Zeh Shayayin? But what about if you would have said, like the first Braisa, this Martiv of wine, but he didn't add this condition of I need it for food. So then, as long as it's wine, even the low, poor quality, and by Zeh, whatever it is 100%, it's a sale. Martiv Zeh Shayayin v'lo yamal mikveh, nois l'yayin, and you can give poor quality wine, the way it's sold in the stores, and even the cheap wine, and 100%. Okay? That's the Gemara so far. Now the question is, should we go a little bit further? You won't have to learn tomorrow at all. I'll tell you so to start the day after. To the very top of the next page. Otherwise, right in the middle of the Inyan. But I'm asking everybody, because the middle of the Inyan, when he comes in, then he might not be able to... it's like right in the middle of the Inyan. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. This Inyan, a halt cup. So we'll stop here. But you'll be able to do tomorrow, because it's not much to go. Okay, good chaydish, everybody.